Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Amy, how is your social battery right now?
My social battery is lower than ever. I don't think it's charged in any way, shape or form. I've barely been out that much in the last few months. I don't know if it's the weather or the time of year, but now we are getting closer, to spring and summer. I do need to do more because I do feel better when I actually, you know, go out in moderation. I do think you do need to do it. It's quite easy to just sort of stay at home and not do a lot, really. And I don't think that that's necessarily good for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this and you find it hard to go outside, if you find it hard to push yourself to do those things, then you might really benefit from therapy. It's a way you can learn how to set boundaries, positive coping skills, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's so good because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/twonewmums. So that's betterhelp.com/TWO new mums.
That was rude, Jenny. I just said a phrase and Jenny said, well, that's cool. I was just doing a mic test, 1, 2, 3 in the place to be. Is that not what the kids are saying these days?
Oh, it's just Christian raps along to every child's song that we hear and I'm sick of rapping. There's a Miss Rachel on or something.
Oh, we know. But
you'll start going, or over. Oh, watch the Dancing Fruit. Over Hey Bear.
Oh, not watched that for a while. Yeah,
I'll hear him in the other room, and he'll go, and I'm like, stop now, stop rapping. Because
I just
really
sometimes,
bad.
You know, it'd be late at night, or I'll just have Miss Rachel, the Bluey theme tune really stays in your head.
Oh, God. Oh,
while we're on Miss Rachel, quickly, I just saw today before we jumped on that Miss Rachel is launching a range of toys.
Oh, wow.
Go on. And she asked for any suggestions, and I made one and commented, and I said, could we have a singing Jules that sings specifically the teeth brushing song and the night one? Because one of his lullabies that I sent you last week, Jenny, it's stunning, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
The one
gosh.
That goes, da, 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 da.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
And let's be real, Jules is the music master.
Oh, yeah.
Of it all. Jules' parts are my favourite parts.
Yes. The Krabby Crab.
Oh,
I
and
love
they
it.
Do the crab on the floor. Yeah, yes. Great.
And does Bear copy? Eden started trying to copy. It's cute.
Yeah, and he'll do like the little pincer hands.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we all do it.
Cute.
Yeah, it.
Yeah, great. Any Jules merch. Like, I'll have one in every colour, please.
Yeah,
love
absolutely.
Jules.
Absolutely. Go Miss Rachel. So welcome to Two New Mums. I've got a quick nursery update because this just happened today. I mean, she's currently in nursery right now.
Okay.
Look at me, child free. The routine is still, I drop her off 2 hours late, but, she starts at 1 and I drop her off usually at about almost 4:45.
Make it work for you.
Well, this is it. And the thing is, I've got to bear in mind, she's only there 2 afternoons a week. I've got 3 other afternoons. I've got to protect those naps.
Yes.
And I can't quite see a way around it. There's been a couple of hellish days where it's just not, anyway. But today I dropped her off and today was the first day where I handed her over and she didn't cry.
Oh, what a lovely feeling.
Well, it was lovely, but also, you know, a bit gutting. Like, all right. Oh, you know, she's not that, but it was lovely. And I heard them going, do you want to do some painting today? And I heard her go, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So, so then I had an afternoon. I nipped to a couple of shops. Jenny, I just sat and had a coffee. I deliberately didn't overplan like I have been the last few weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, I had time to have a coffee and a bit of lunch and then got some jobs done and then now I'm here. But so yeah, we are getting there. The only problem is I find when I'm on my own now, because I don't normally go shopping anymore, it's just not worth it, is it? Like, I can't be, but I just do online shopping most of the time.
Yeah.
But I find myself just going into shops because I've got a bit of time and I'm not, you know, chasing after Eden and I'm just spending, Jenny. That's the problem.
But it's a nice joy burst, isn't it, doing that?
It is, but luckily I'm only in Chazza shops these days and Vinted. Great. I just bought a really cheap coat. I bought Vinted. I had two dresses arrived this week. One was £5, one was £4. I love them.
Love it.
In fact, as you join me now, Jenny, I've just got a brand new printer behind me, just purely for Vinted labels, I'll be honest.
Oh, no, this is really funny because you messaged me about Vinted and you were like, oh, this is really annoying. Sometimes you have to print them. Who has a printer in 2023? And I said, yeah, it is annoying. I think it's if they choose the option for it to get delivered to their house, you have to print it. Whereas if it's going to a locker, you can use the digital one. So I said, yeah, I use my dad's printer. And then literally the day after, you'd already bought a printer and I found an option to turn off the printable label option on your Vinted.
Yeah, I was really happy about that.
So I've just turned my options off now so I don't have to keep bothering my dad.
Oh, I just bought a printer. Logical.
But what have you made enough on Vinted to cover the cost of the printer?
No, of course it's not. I'm always in the negative. I've sold a few things. I did sell a £35 coat the other day.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, well, it was all saints. I mean, you say good. You know, I probably spent about 160 quid on it and I think I wore it about three times because I decided I hated it. So,
oh my God.
But you know, I got my £5 and £4 dress. So, but I love them, Jenny. It's amazing. I honestly can't see myself buying full price ever again.
No.
Everything seems so expensive.
And
anyway.
when you're buying the secondhand pre-loved clothes and that's your life, pre-loved life, you are astonished by actual clothes prices because they're ridiculous. And actually, when you go on something like Vinted, you can just get really what's you. And I mean, gosh, you know when you're like postpartum and you don't really know who you are anyway for a little while and you're just you slowly come back to you. The worst thing you can do, and even now on my birthday, which we'll get into, I did a bit of shopping and went into some clothes shops. I don't belong in them anymore. I'm looking around like, is this fashion now? And not in an old woman way, just that it's crap. There's nothing exciting. Yes. There's nothing individual. There's no edge anymore.
And but also I find the quality appalling. Like ASOS, I used to have an ASOS delivery on the regular. I just don't use it anymore because the quality is dreadful. Because they go like, oh, we're going off a right tangent, but they go all these like Boohoo and all these terrible fashion places, which are just made, but they don't last, so they're pointless. So I've actually bought, we need to stop mentioning this bloody website and app because they're not sponsoring us and sound like they are, but Chazza Shops, guys, British Heart Foundation. Oh, Jenny, I've got a jumper, like really good material with a matching scarf. It was a H&M collab with Pringle ages ago, and it was like £10 for them both. Like, amazing. And it's such a thrill.
Yeah, anyway. You feel like you've won as well because that's the only one of that in the shop. Yeah. Like online as well, that's the only one of that. It's not like they've got 15 in every size.
Exactly.
It's so good.
Do you know
so
what I was
good.
Absolutely devastated about? I found a gorgeous jumper the other day and it was Zara, so I knew it would be like it would fit me getting the right size, you know, because I get a lot of my stuff from there, to be fair. It was gorgeous. And Jenny, it was on for £15 and I thought, well, I always go in for a barter.
Oh.
I tried to get it for 13. I was quibbling over £2 and it sold. And I was, honestly, I thought about it all day. It was so unique because I thought, I can't get that again. That's amazing. Yeah. And I was quibbling over two ruddy pounds. I mean, what have I become?
Know. When you've got enough, your favourite item, bubble, was sold. When you get enough of those notifications, you just start buying more.
Well, it was after that I went on a real big binge. and things just keep arriving every day because you sort of forget, don't you? Because you're like, you bought 17 things and you've only spent £20.
So, yes.
Oh, I just literally, look, my phone just went off now. Someone didn't accept my offer. I must have lowballed too low.
Lowballed. Oh, shocker.
But it's, do you know what it is? It's because I'm having to buy at the moment loads of new baby grows and stuff for Bear because he's had the squits for a week, bless him. And so we've thrown away so many outfits because, you know, it's like that. That's not going in the washing machine. I can't. Right. So some things we've had to just remove. Plus, they're already twice pre-loved because they've been handed down from people. Okay, so they've had their moment, you know, they've had their go around the sun.
Sometimes you've got to call it a day. There's certain things I won't buy off there. Like, there was a T-shirt I nearly bought the other day and I thought, I just can't, I don't think maybe a T-shirt's okay, but I just feel like it's too close to the armpits. There's going to be too much of someone else's sweat.
I
don't know. And it's the same with like really like baby clothes if they're too, do you know what I mean? Like jumpers and shoes and coats and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. When we're getting a little too close to the body, I'm not sure.
I know what you mean. It doesn't bother me though, but I know what you mean.
Well, you know, if it's been washed, maybe I'm just being, I'll get over it, I'm sure. But anyway, let's move on for this. Birthdays.
Yes.
Jenny, there was a lot of concern because if you're not up to speed, Jenny had three bad birthday experiences on the bounce, a near-death experience pre-baby. Then there was...
A broken-down car pregnant.
And then the first birthday, and Christian didn't get the card right, I think.
He got me a card from Bear, but after having, you know, a pretty traumatic birth and, you know, just general... first months with a newborn, there was no nice message really in there, just like two mum love your bear. So that bothered me this year.
Well, surely he's learnt, surely.
This year he absolutely fucking smashed it, Amy.
Right.
The cards, oh my goodness, it was a giant one from Bear with maybe like 50 pictures of us on it. Must have taken
with a 12-page essay.
And he'd written it in like how Bear speaks. So like Bear can't say mama, he calls me Baba. So it was like to Baba and all that. And it was very sweet. And I got one from the dogs again with a little message in how we think the dogs speak.
Yeah.
And then a lovely one from him. And it was our first as like
husband. Do you think he started writing his cards now for next year? Because that's a lot of card admin.
So much admin.
So hang on, he got a separate card. Would it not have been okay to just write love from, you know, him, Bear, the dogs with little messages? No.
No. Card per person, please.
I mean, it's bizarre you're talking about sustainable clothing when the recycling in your house with the cards must be... obscene.
No, because I would keep those forever. This is the thing. I have a folder for sentimental cards. It means the world to me. And then, we just had a nice day. We were going to take Bear to like a family theme park, but then the weather was awful and he ended up napping loads and we were not going to wake him. And so we just went to a shopping centre and they have those little like push along cars you can put your kids in and they think they're in a car.
Oh, yeah.
So that was nice. Had a little bit of food. So we've had Christian and I this weekend, Amy, because I've obviously dragged my birthday out over several days.
Sure.
We've had two nights, just the two of us.
What? This week.
So Thursday on my birthday, we went out for dinner, which was lovely. And then Sunday night, we went to another city. We drove to from Nottingham to Birmingham to see a band, see Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. And so that was a biggie as well because... that was, you know,
so who was babysitting?
Going. First time it was my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And then the second time it was Christian's mum and stepdad. Now with them, they'd come down from Leeds to do it and they really wanted to because they haven't done that before and they really wanted to. So we were like, well, here's a big one. And they were going to have to put him down as well, put him to bed.
Oh, this is what makes me nervous. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I spent all day like just thinking, oh, like not that I don't trust them, they're amazing, but just
no, it's more if he's going to be difficult, that's my thing. Is it going to be awful for them?
Or is he just not going to be comforted because we're not there and he is quite clingy at the moment? But then we found out the band didn't come on till like later and we actually could put him down, and Christian was no, we had everything in place to let them do it, let's let them do it. But I was like, no, we're putting him down. So we were able to put him down and then go. But we got back at like 1 a.m. and they'd stayed up and looked after him and all that. So, yeah, it's every time though, Amy, I go through the roller coaster. It's
really?
Not easy, is it? I don't find it easy leaving him. I just don't.
Well, funnily enough, so because it was my birthday as well last week, Kenny surprised me with a meal out on again, Thursday night. How bizarre.
Oh, I mean, lovely. Yeah. It's not like we do things the same, like have a child at exactly the same time.
We are weird, aren't we?
We are weird.
Like, that wasn't planned. That was when you said Thursday, I was like, oh, it's weird. We had our night out Thursday. Yeah, so he was like, oh, I've booked us. He said, we're going somewhere Thursday night, the two of us. And, you know, as I said, my friend's moved in next door. She's going to come around and babysit. And I've booked it for 8 so we can put Eden down. And, and the restaurant is in our village. It's just down the road. So I was like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. I mean, obviously she was being a little bit difficult to get down, but we got her down. And it was great. But I've got to say, I didn't feel that. Like, I think it's because I was, one, quite close to the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a 5-10 minute walk. But also, you know, like, my friend next door, she's got kids. Like, she's got 2 girls, and they were, yeah, I just knew she was okay. And also, I have still got the owlet, I hate it. Baby monitor. I hate it because it's totally unreliable, and I only use it. I put it on one day because recently, a couple of months ago, because I'd left the other one somewhere.
Right.
And actually, I just left it on because it means when I'm out the house, I can keep an eye on her. So when I'm at work on the weekends, I do check in a little bit. But also, but actually, Jenny, I checked it once.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was like after about an hour, and they'd already messaged going, she's fine. So after that, I left it, and we went for a meal, and then we went out to the local pub. We played pool, Jenny.
Ooh!
I drank way too much, way too quickly.
you got excited.
Of course I did. Yeah. And then that next morning, she randomly woke at like 4 a.m. I was like, are you kidding?
Oh,
like,
of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a bit annoying. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But I think it will just get easier because, well, it's already, I think it's getting easier. But I suppose you're just used to, well, maybe get a camera set up so you can check.
Do you know what it is? It's retraining. I get very attached to things very quickly. I'm an intense motherfucker, so I'm like, I'll just it's like, I can't explain it. It's like with a routine, the way my mind is, I can form, I mean, I've got OCD, haven't I, so I form routines all day every day, but I treat them like church, you know. It's like I have to do it, there's no getting around it. And so my routine with Bear, we have this nighttime routine and it's very strict, like we don't really deter from it at all, and that makes me feel safe. And I don't know, it's like I'm excited to go out, but when it's not as it should be, this must be in my head with my anxiety, then I just fret. But actually when I get out, I slowly start to relax.
I was going to say, at what point in the night, there must have been a point where you let go and just thought, this is awesome, or did you not?
Yeah, for when we went to Birmingham, it wasn't really until the concert started. So
maybe that was because you went to another city. You know, you went quite far.
Yeah.
See, I do think for me, I didn't feel any anxiety, because like I say, I was a 10-minute walk from the house, and Kenny sort of did that deliberately, I think, just because, it was just easier anyway, and it was weeknight. Yeah. But yeah, if I was going to, another city or somewhere like longer than an hour away.
Yeah.
I think I'd feel quite similar, actually.
Well, that's reassuring then. But I like my routine, and I like, that's why it's wild to me now that like having kids wasn't ever in, like, it wasn't a strong plan of mine. It was a lovely surprise because I love the routine of it all. I love the structure of it all. As someone with OCD, it makes me feel very safe, and I've never had that level of control on my life ever. My life's been chaotic, as you know, Amy, if you've heard our previous podcast. But yeah, and so I think I don't like not doing it with him.
No, that's fair. Like, whenever I do anything, even if we're going away with Eden, then I always get to a point where I just think, I can't wait to be, I'm so, I don't know about you, I just feel so content, like being in our house with our dog, and all of us being there and knowing that you've got your routine, and at some point I'm going to have that little nap break. And so, like, randomly, and do you know what's so mad? Like, if your baby's not sleeping at the moment, is Bear sleeping any better, by the way? Are we...
Amy, the last 2 nights all the way through, so...
Amazing. Great. Well, what I will say is, I don't take it for granted. I'm always delighted she slept through the night. I'll never forget. Well, the thing is, I say I'll never forget those sleepless nights. Last Wednesday, she just didn't nap. Like, she would not. And it wasn't a nursery day or anything. So I was like, what is going on? I don't know what I did wrong. Just one of those things.
Yeah, just one of those things.
And because she didn't, I then got her up and I was cross. Because yeah. That is, I am so used to that time. It's when I get work done. It's just when I have like a cup of tea to myself, whatever. And I forgot that feeling of like, just sort of, I don't know, it's just like short-temperedness. You know, suddenly, she's not done anything wrong. She's just maybe not that tired. Mm. You know, it's not her fault that I've put her in this rigid route. But when you're so used to it, I forgot what that... So I had that feeling every day for a very long time. You know, that kind of, I just feel so fucking stressed and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because like naps weren't routine. And then I eventually went out in the car with her and she eventually had a nap. And then I was like, well, no, I'm just going to sit in the car or drive around for an hour. And I just thought, my God, I'm so frustrated. And I had that. We had that every day.
Yeah.
It's wild. So, yeah, it was a real reminder just how lucky we are that she is now more routined and how far we've come. Because if you're in the midst of those days where... You know, maybe it works for you, but for me, it was as soon as I sort of started working again and all that kind of stuff, it was just, yeah, like, oh, so I'm so, so grateful for that. But
oh gosh, yeah. And yeah, we've had the last two nights he's gone through and we're just like, keep it going. Come on, let's keep this train.
You have like that secret confidence, don't you? Like, yeah, we're there. Come on. You just never know.
Well, now we've allowed ourselves to get excited. So if he doesn't, it's going to be doubly awful because we're going to be like, no, we thought we were there. We got ahead of ourselves. Yeah. But I think we're there. I'm manifesting that we're there. We're there.
I think so. The one thing I am gutted about, like with you, my birthday, I didn't stretch it out over a few days, but a few weekends. So like one day, I'd just be on it. Saw my family one weekend. Then we went for a lunch on, like, well, me and Kenny went for dinner, but then we went for Sunday lunch with Eden. And then on Saturday, I'm seeing some friends out in London for like a big boozy day out, a nice. You know, child-free lunch, going out on the smash all day, right? So that's like my fun day. Uh-huh. But I feel really good. I would never have thought this before. I actually feel really gutted because Kenny's obviously with Eden all day. And I said, oh, what do you think you two will do? And he went, oh, well, they're turning the Christmas lights on in the village and Santa's coming to do it. And I honestly wanted to cry a little bit because I was like, well, that's something that, you know, I want to do. I'm going to be in stupid London with the stupid overpriced cocktails with all the stupid drunk idiots I don't even want to be around pretending I'm having a nice time. Now I know you're going to be having a wholesome, magical afternoon with Santa turning on the Christmas lights. I was felt like cancelling. I just thought, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to do that.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. That's a hard one, but you are going to have a great time.
That's annoying.
I went on the lash with the girls on Saturday and Amy, we started at midday. It was a bottomless brunch with drag bingo. It went from 0 to 1,000 in about a minute. We were all just ready for it. Like, you know, when me and the girls get together, all of us, bar one, have kids and the other one is an auntie and just gets it. She's brilliant. And we don't even now really be like, hey, how are you? How's work? How's this? We just get there and we're like, shots. There's no small talk. It's everything it should be. It's excellent. But I was doing frozen margaritas from midday and Prosecco and shots. And then the drag bingo finished and they moved us to that was downstairs. They moved us to the upstairs of the bar. And we were just steaming and we were at the back. So it was really dark and we'd been downstairs before. And Christian sent me a photo of him at the park with Bear. Oh, and it was bright sunshine. And I was like, it's only 2 p.m. I thought it was like midnight because I was like, girls, it's 2 p.m. Bear's just got up from his nap. Like, what?
No, but that's perfect. What time did you get home?
7. Wow. I got home.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember getting home.
I'm nervous because I if you don't know, I do a weekend breakfast show. So I get up at 4:30, do the show till 9:30. Yeah. And then I'm going straight into London, meeting my friends for lunch at 1:00. And then the next booking, because like London, you have to book everything up because ridiculous. There's a bit of a gap. And then I've booked a table in a bar at 8 p.m.
Oh, I wouldn't have made that on Saturday.
I know. Well, I'm thinking I might cancel. But we're going for a lunch at 1:00, which isn't like, I mean, there will be booze, but it's not like your bottomless. So maybe I'll go. Mm. I don't know, but my aim is still to be home before midnight. So I'm back up at 4 a.m, so I've got to, but...
Oh, Amy, that is...
I think I should cancel that. Do you?
No.
8.
See how you get on. Just drink water in between drinks. See how you get on.
I just don't think I'll have the stamina all round. I'll probably get... God. Yeah, anyway.
But we'll at 1 p.m, I was leading a conga around this entire bar, and I've never felt more powerful. It's like, you, get up. Get behind me.
Oh my God.
Grab her waist. Let's go. We're congering. It was amazing. I felt so free.
I nearly went for a bottomless brunch, but I almost felt too nervous. I just thought, I don't think... I don't know if I've got it in me. Maybe I have.
Because there really is like this thing comes over you where like you look at your mates and we're like, game on. Like you, like our server said to us, I'm going to do you a bottle of Prosecco. And then when that's done, you do a round of cocktails. Then when you've had your cocktails, I'll bring you a bottle of Prosecco. By the end of it, she was bringing us 2 bottles of Prosecco and trays of cocktails because she just was like, these guys are pros. These guys aren't messing around. This isn't their first rodeo.
And you just keep having, I mean, I think it's quite dangerous. But anyway, life. Made the most of your birthday. Why did you miss your, you said you missed your massage today. What happened today?
Oh, you know, I was going to have that lymphatic...
Oh, yes, the drainage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was really excited for it. And then yesterday, I just picked Bear up to put him in his high chair, and I felt my back go.
Welcome to your 40s. You're not there yet. Welcome to your 30s.
No, but I just want to preface this as well with, at the bottomless brunch when they played Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Here we go.
We only made it to the first chorus before my friend, who's got an 8-month-old, threw her hip out. So she just Shania'd too hard and we've all been there.
Welcome to postpartum.
It's that, what is it, relaxing? We're like, it's the relaxing.
Yeah, of course. I've blamed that for a lot over the last couple of years, like that bloody relaxing.
And that's, we've got a video of us dancing.
Me.
You can see the moment that her hip goes. Oh. She's like, oh, bastard. Her first like moment on the dance floor since having a kid, as she threw her hip out. But anyway, I was just putting Bear in his chair and my lower back, I felt a twinge and I thought, oh, we'll see how that goes. Tried to walk it off all day yesterday. And then this morning I woke up, absolute agony. And I had such a panic in me where I was like, well, Christian's at work all day and I've got Bear all day and I can barely stand. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to like ring. Well, my friend, I was meant to go to soft play with her and she was like, bless her. She was like, I'll take him. Don't worry. But I just filled myself with painkillers. And do you know what? I just sat. I'd never had done this before. And I just said to myself, you have to do this for Bear. Like, come on. It's just pain. And I did it. And I've done all day running around with him.
Why did you miss your massage? Surely that's perfect.
You can't touch me there. No, you can't. It's far too painful to be rubbed. I'm not ready for a rub yet. Like, I'll have a hot bath tonight and then I'll see how I feel. I've rebooked with her. But yeah, I was like, of all the days to throw you back out, the day you've booked a sodding massage.
Well, I'd booked a massage a couple of weeks ago and she cancelled on me. And I was like, I almost wanted to cry. I was like, you kidding me? Do you know how bad I've been looking forward to this for days.
Oh,
I was absolutely raging. I hope it's not too painful because I still feel guilt about the time that I said you should go and get a bikini waxed and you said it was the worst experience of your entire life.
Yeah, because she waxed my arsehole as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they do that.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, I should have given you a heads up.
If
that's
you're not...
never that I don't get waxes anymore, but you know, when I was ripening in my late 20s, 30s, I did.
Amy,
the bumhole never hurt. I don't know why that was such a biggie for you.
I think it's if you're not expecting to feel hot wax on the hoop and you do, that it's a shock. It's a shock. Plus, she tore the skin off it. And
Jenny, I once went, we're really going on a tangent, but can I just tell you, because when I think about it, it makes me shudder. Actually, I don't think I've had a wax since. I used to get a wax quite regularly, peony wax. And then I went to one where I used to live in London. And she was like, she started putting it on. You know, they do it in parts. They do like the front of your groin, then they start going underneath. She put it all the wax on in one go on one side from the top of my like pelvic bone, well, you know, from the bikini, your pant line, all the way to the back, one go. And I thought,
no,
what are you doing? and she did it in one strip.
Oh!
And I kid you not, and it was. She was like, oh, I like to do it fast. And I was like, I fucking don't.
No.
It was horrific. Like, it's not just the pain was bad, but I was like, I don't think you're meant to do this.
No.
Absolutely not.
That's because, so many nerve endings at one time.
Yeah, but not just that. I don't think it's okay on the... I'm not joking. My fanny went into shock. Like, I remember saying to Kenny afterwards, I feel like my body's shaking a bit. And I remember I had to take painkillers because I was like, I'm not joking. It is traumatised.
It's not
because,
funny.
Again, I wasn't expecting it. It was like the bum situation. She went from bum hole to the front of your pant leg in one go. That's mental.
You
and I
don't...
said to her, I didn't know what... She did one side and I just thought, you're going to... I thought, oh, maybe I'm just being a wimp. And I sucked it up. And my God, don't do that. That's not how it's meant to be.
So she ripped, oh my gosh, from the top down to the dead man's bridge. And everything else. That's
like,
horrific, Amo.
That's insane. I would rather give birth again than do that.
Whoa.
That works. Yeah.
Well, it's extreme. I've got lots of tattoos and I take a tattoo over waxing. Well, especially this woman. And she just kept, you know when something hurts and you don't mean to, but you put your hand there as if, because you're like, no, 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 because it hurts.
Yeah.
She was hitting my hand and calling me a baby.
A baby?
She was like, stop it, you baby. Stop it, you baby. And moving my hand. As my fanny was out, because she wouldn't let me wear knickers.
She called you a baby? That's so weird. What is going on? Didn't you get that with a woman doing your nails where she kept slapping your hand?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
You really pick them.
Or I'm just well annoying. We don't know.
Maybe you are just a massive baby.
Speaking of Dead Man's Bridge, it's kind of a
tenuous link. I don't know what
a
Dead Man's Bridge is.
Oh, you gooch.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Yeah, you're right. Nothing goes on there.
It's more for a man, isn't it? It's like between the balls and the bum hole is the Dead Man's
Bridge.
Sometimes
I feel really annoyed that I massaged that so much when I was pregnant. I mean, do you remember?
I sat legs akimbo in front of a mirror with a bloody... dick.
Yes,
it looked inside like
a...
me.
Awful, and I hated it. I hated doing it so much. It was just like an annoying feeling, and like it's with the oil on. I was like, oh, for God's sake, is this really necessary?
And I was allergic
perineum,
to the almond oil.
It. Oh, of course you were, baby. Classic baby.
Wait, so wait, what's it called? Perineal massage.
That's it.
Like, we're not saying don't do it. We're not, because there's evidence to suggest it's good. So don't listen to us here. But my gosh, that on top of having
you've
to
got
eat
C-section,
dates.
So that's even worse.
I know. Amy, I ate dates. I would be gagging like every day eating fucking dates, drinking strawberry leaf tea whilst rubbing my gooch. And then I ended up getting preeclampsia and having a C-section.
Well, what's the time? I mean, to be fair, maybe it did, because I did tear. It was, but it wasn't like a bad tear, so maybe it prevented a worse one.
Yeah,
but I expected it to be like an elastic down there, you know, because of all my bloody massaging.
Like flubber.
Well, yeah, imagined it to just, you know, part and be like, oh yeah, fine. Like, I don't know.
Whoa. Like a Matrix backbend. Out you come.
Yes, Jenny. That's exactly what I expected. Instead, yeah. A woman came in with a big pair of scissors about threatening to cut me open. So, yeah.
Oof, oof,
oh, that was
oof.
A moment. That lives in the brain.
Amy, people listening to this are pregnant.
Oh,
so.
Sorry. The good thing is...
Everything's fine.
Well, get an epidural, you don't feel anything. So there was all sorts going on down there. Apparently it was massively traumatic for Kenny. I didn't see it. I was on cloud nine. People just kept telling me to push and I couldn't feel that either.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
Should we move on from perineums?
Yeah, but this is also a bit... Well, perineums aren't grim, but this is. So we were very smug about something. I think it was last week, Amy, that's not happened to either of us yet. And it happened to us a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
In the bath.
Oh, no one's coming because you sent me a message like a badge of honour. Go on.
He's in his bath, playing with his dinosaurs. And he lets one rip and up between his legs pops, not a dinosaur. And then the bath was just absolutely filled. And we were doing that thing where
what
we were like...
filled? Like, what, with lots of them?
Yeah, well, he's got the squits, hasn't he?
Oh, so it was... Christ on a bike. The timing.
So bless his heart. No, it wasn't a solid
issue. Right, okay, that's dreadful.
But I was grateful it was, do you know what? I wouldn't choose to have shit in my bath. I wouldn't. You know, if you ask me, do you want it? It's an easy no.
It's a hard no for me, thanks.
Yeah. But the cleanup was a little nicer because he was already like in the bath. So he just got the shower head and stuff and ripped his little legs off. But then we were doing the thing where like we're getting him ready for bed and we were going, who wants to put him to bed and who wants to clean the shit out of the bath? I don't mind. I really don't mind. I don't mind. Do you want to do it? You want to do it? No. Well, I don't mind, but do you want to do it? And then I ended up doing it. Because I think I've got the strongest stomach.
Which one would I? Yeah, I'm not squeamish. Like, I had a moment the other day where, so we're dog sitting for our mate's little puppy, and you forget the puppy's aren't toilet trained. Yeah. And I counted the other day that I handled about 7 poos in a day. None of them mine. None of them mine, Jenny.
Well, I'm glad none of them were yours.
There's like 2 of Eden's, 3 of Rue's. 2 of Peggy's. Yeah, I was just like, this is... And then Eden was sick at one point. Don't know why, it was really random. So I was like, wow, I've dealt with like 7 poos and sick. That's my life. But I don't care.
No.
I think when you've got a dog, and a baby, you sort of get used to all that. But poo in the bath, yeah, we've not reached that milestone yet. Well, I'm hoping it will just be a floating issue. I'm not up for the, you know.
Be careful, because I said this smugly last week.
Oh gosh.
It must have felt great to just
what? Oh. I've never done a poo in water that I can remember. Have you?
No, I don't know why I would have. I can't think of a time it's required.
Doesn't leap to the forefront of my memory.
Did naked hot tub get wild? No.
Oh god, we're back to the hot tub, are we? No, well, interesting. Congratulations on a big milestone for Bear. Yeah. I meant to tell you about a parent baby spot incident I had yesterday.
Great.
So I pull into Tesco and I had Eden with me. So obviously I was like, oh, I tell you what, the feeling like when she's at nursery, I went to Say No's today and I couldn't go in the parent baby spot. It was devastating, Jenny.
Yep. Yeah.
I've got to walk like 300 yards. Anyway, so I get to parent baby, there was none there and it was absolutely hammering it down with rain, and I thought I'm just going to do a lap, see if there's one at least closer. By the time I came round from a lap, I could see one, and then this car pulled in. I was like, oh, that's annoying. But then when I looked at the car, I thought, that is not a family car. That was like it was like a sexy sleek kind of Audi TT vibe. I just thought, is there a baby in there? So I thought, I'm going to pull in this. There was a space in front of it, so like our headlights were touching almost,
right?
And I pulled in and I looked at him, and it was a young lad in a suit, and I looked at him and he knew why I was looking at him, because I'm there in my mudmobile. He knows full well there's a child in the back, and I gave him the most angry mum eyes you've ever seen.
Oh god,
because I just thought, I need to know there's a child in here and I'm gonna watch you. Yeah. And he edged forward like next to me alongside me, put his window down, he went, do you need this spot? And I went, have you got a kid? And he went, no. And I went, yeah, I do. And he drove off.
Wow.
But at least he recognised and drove straight in. So, you know, fair play to him, because there was definitely a part of him thought, I'm going to take some shit here, aren't I?
But that's still like, that's saying, oh, that's good off the back of something bad, isn't it?
Doing it anyway.
Yeah,
like, that's especially when it's hammering it down with rain. So
it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Stop doing it. If you haven't got a kid. There, I had an incident at Sainsbury's and couldn't get a spot. And I had Bear in the car and I had to squeeze. I had like a conifer rash because I had to squeeze the pram out and Bear out because I didn't get a child's parking spot. And then as I walked past the child parking spots, I saw a man in a BMW, fancy thing, sporty thing, getting in with no kid. And I went, where are your children?
Did you? Yeah.
He went, what? I went, you know that's a parking bay for parents and kids. And he went, oh, I didn't realise.
Oh,
and I didn't
sure.
have a comeback loaded for that one. So
you should
you
have
know,
just said, you thicko.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not a great comeback.
But I
maybe
told
you should
him.
Have said, I didn't realise that you had a micro penis, but here we are. Something like that. I don't
that
know.
Would have been so good.
You never have a lot. Again, we need to come up with some standard lines. Some standard lines.
I would have gone for a classic like your mum, but now I'm a mum, I don't like that.
No, know, because it's like a diss, isn't it? And yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
You know, Jesus. If a kid says to Bear, your mum, whew.
Yeah.
It's not right now.
Yeah, I'd have it. I'd like to thank you for something, actually, because I don't know why I hadn't done it for a long time, but can we just massively big up Screen Time and how awesome it is? It gets some real bad press, but I am here for it, guys. Because Eden's not... It's been a while. I've really been trying to get her into it. She's not... She's just not been receptive. But you sent me a picture of... like it was your iPad hanging off the back of a car seat going great parenting, and I was like, well, no, fine parenting as far as I'm concerned. And then I was like, we've got an iPad and I think it's got one of those straps, and it had. I've just never used it in the car, Jenny. I used it for a flight, but yeah. It wasn't very effective. She wasn't that interested, so I thought I'll try it now, and my goodness me, that is a game changer.
Yes.
Because she just sat there quietly the whole time, and I was like, watching Peppa Pig, I just thought this is game changing. I don't have to, you know, maybe I should be singing. Yeah, I did used to sing a lot of songs and stuff, so maybe I should do some of that. But Peppa sings, hey.
But in moderation, we sing songs sometimes. Sometimes we did the iPad because we were driving to Leeds, and if he'd have napped in that drive, we'd have been screwed. So we're like, we'll put Miss Rachel on and he'll be happy. And do you know, by the time we get to Yorkshire, he's learnt a new word probably from our Lord and Saviour, Miss Rachel. I don't see... The problem, I just think, for me, my opinion is the rules are so strict around screen time. Obviously, there's all this stuff saying why it's bad, and I'm sure that stands. But I just think it's a bit like with pregnancy. You know, when they're really strict on things, it's because there are idiots that will just do things to excess.
Yeah.
And so you have to be really strict, don't you? You can't, you have to say like no screen time, because if you said screen time's fine, people would just sit their kid in front of the screens all day, every day, which
that's
is
so true.
Awful.
And also, as we've discussed on this podcast before, Miss Rachel does not count. Read a scientific report or something like that, didn't you?
Well, so, I watched on TikTok.
Yeah.
someone saying that screen FaceTimes with people are fine, and that's why Miss Rachel does hers like a FaceTime.
There you go.
And Bear has learnt things from Miss Rachel.
Oh my God, I swear her first word was ball, and it's because I hear Miss Rachel go, ball! Or she says stuff all the time from Miss Rachel. So, as you say, our Lord, our Saviour.
our Lord and Saviour.
And also, you know, we went for a birthday. I've not been for a meal with Eden since maybe when we went on holiday. Maybe because she's been up nursery, we'll go with that. But we hadn't been out for a family meal for ages, and we went for one on Sunday, and it was a nice... It was a pub, but it was a really nice pub, and they actually sat us somewhere that didn't seem that family friendly. I was like, oh God. And if Eden had not had, I took the iPad, and well, I actually had my phone and put Miss Rachel on. But if she hadn't have had that, because she won't sit for that long when she has a meal now, we've got like about a 20 minute window.
Same.
And we wanted to have a really nice, you know, three courser. So,
oh my God.
So we popped it on. And if that hadn't have been there, it would have been a really miserable experience, because we would have been up and down with the... she wouldn't have sat still. So, I don't know. You're right. You pick your battles and pick your... Yeah. So.
Yeah, sure. And you could take a book. So, you know, I'll take like a Mary Poppins bag full of stuff if we go for a meal. Like a book comes out, a colouring book comes out, the dinosaur comes out. Ultimately, sometimes it has to be Miss Rachel, because... Yeah. They don't sit at this age. They really don't.
No. So, we're just saying, basically, two new mums, official line, screen time's fine.
No, I don't want to put my name to that.
No, in moderation. Okay, yeah. Miss Rachel's fine. In moderation.
Speaking of screen time, I've got one fun fact about the Bluey intro that I found out that I thought was cool. You know, we were doing the Bluey intro challenge where you have to sing mum, dad, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Eden had a go, actually? It was quite...
Yes!
She can do mum and dad. She does mum and dad. So, yeah, learning.
She's better than me. It's great. Well, do you know, this is going to blow your mind. This is a great fun fact. Do you know that when they're dancing at the intro, they're actually playing musical statues?
No, I didn't. But I saw something on Instagram. Maybe did you share it?
Maybe.
Kind of the fun shit we share. No, but I had read that. So is that, and that is why they're out of time a little bit. So they're dancing and then they freeze and then...
No, I think the reason they're out of time is because they're teaching the 4-3-2-1 count. as that person told us on Instagram.
Yeah, which
so,
is a bit confusing to me, but yeah, okay.
It's so clever. I don't know how kids will get it because it's so advanced, but yeah, that's why that is. But
this is why these shows are good, because they're clever. I can't understand it, and I'm 41. So if Eden can, you know, they're teaching us stuff that I don't even understand exists. Timings and, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, yeah. Statues.
So fun fact for your next, you know, kid get together.
Yeah, let them know show off to all those mums at antenatal. We've got our antenatal Christmas meal soon. I'm going to bank that one.
Maybe
gonna,
don't lead with it.
They're going to be like, because she is such a hoot.
Hey, guys.
Guys, before we start, guess what? I noticed you post today, they've just posted a longer theme tune intro. Mm. What's that?
It's just got all the little friends in it too, which is very cute. Mm. So yeah, Bluey themselves posted it, but I don't know if they're going to change it or if it's just a little treat for us.
Right, okay, yeah. I mean, is it hard to keep up with all the other names as well? I've not had a proper watch. It was only a brief, but I'll have a look.
Well, I don't even know all the other names, so that makes it really hard.
No, I don't really. I don't.
No. I like that little cloud thing. That's cute.
I don't know what you're talking about. Because generally when she's watching things like Bluey, that's when I do stuff. So, you know, when people go, oh, I was watching this episode of Bluey, and I'm like, no, it's on, but I don't watch it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Maybe I should.
No, I don't have a favourite Bluey character or anything, if that's what you're thinking.
We know you're obviously the dad, yeah. We know that.
You're weird for not getting that, by the way.
Okay.
You're in the few. I'm just going to say that.
Okay, fair.
For sure.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad that we've cleared all of that up. Mm-hmm. Anything else on the agenda?
Well, no, we've mentioned my arsehole and my son's bowel movements in this episode, so
Couldn't
I feel
get any
like
lower. Yeah.
Is there anything more you want from me?
No, I just want to go, please, because I feel dirty. I feel like I need a wash. And actually, I've got to pick my child up from nursery, bless her. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. No, you have.
I have. Yeah, she finishes in 15 minutes. Okay. Oh, so, bless her.
Okay, well.
As ever, please follow us, Two New Mums podcast, and Instagram. Always can message us. We love those.
Yes,
and leave
we
a
do.
Review. Leave a review. We're not sure why, but leave a review.
Apparently it's good. Five stars, please. Great.
Right, see you next week.
Bye.